Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava, and today we're diving, quite literally, into one of the most ambitious tech projects happening right now. China's $223 million underwater AI data center.
Hey everyone, Max here. This isn't science fiction. 6 miles off the coast of Shanghai, China is building what they call the world's first AI-powered underwater data center, set to launch in September. It'll house up to 792 AI-capable servers, all cooled by seawater and powered by, get this, 97% wind energy.
Data centers have an energy problem. They already account for roughly 1-2% of the world's electricity use. And with the explosion of AI, training large models like GPT, 3.5, GPT-4, and beyond, the demand for compute power is skyrocketing.
That's where this project comes in. By using seawater for cooling, they cut the need for traditional HVAC systems. That alone can reduce power consumption by around 30% compared to land-based facilities. And because it's mostly powered by offshore wind farms, the carbon footprint drops dramatically.
The performance claims are bold. Officials say this facility could train an AI model on the scale of GPT 3.5 in just one day. That's possible thanks to the low-latency fiber connections to shore and the fact that the entire infrastructure is purpose-built for AI workloads.
Think about that. One day versus potentially weeks for some large-scale model training. That means faster R&D cycles, quicker deployment of new AI tools, and more competitive positioning for companies and governments using the facility.
Microsoft actually tested something similar back in 2018 with Project Natick, an experimental underwater data center off the coast of Scotland. It worked well, but was eventually shelved, partly because it was designed more as a research project than a permanent facility.
The difference is China isn't experimenting, they're scaling. The Shanghai site is just the start. Industry insiders suggest we could see multiple underwater data facilities along China's coast within the decade.
And it's not just China. South Korea and Japan are also exploring offshore data solutions, with feasibility studies already underway. It's becoming a competitive space where tech innovation meets energy transition strategy.
Exactly. Whoever can master the balance of high-performance computing and low-carbon infrastructure will have a significant edge, not just in AI, but in the broader digital economy.
Of course, not everyone's cheering. There are questions about the environmental impact, mainly on marine ecosystems. While seawater cooling is energy efficient, there's still the issue of thermal discharge and possible disruption to local habitats.
Advocates argue the facilities are designed to minimize heat impact and use advanced filtration to prevent intake of marine life. But until we have long-term data, these remain open questions.
This project represents more than just a new way to cool servers. It's about rethinking where and how we build the infrastructure that powers AI. The fact that it's launching in just a few months is a clear sign. The race for sustainable, high-performance computing is accelerating.
And here's the takeaway. AI's growth curve is steep. Data center innovation has to keep pace. Underwater facilities might be a niche today, but if they prove to be scalable, cost-efficient, and eco-friendly, they could become a standard blueprint for the industry.
We'll be keeping a close eye on the September launch and reporting back on the real-world performance numbers. It could set the tone for the next generation of AI infrastructure.
That's it for today's deep dive. Pun intended. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform and follow Thought Media for more insights at the intersection of technology, business, and innovation.
And we really appreciate your reviews, so drop one when you have the time. Until next time, I'm Ava.
And I'm Max. Thanks for listening to the Thought Media Podcast.